you know, of course, you know how to get to us, uprn.radiostream321.com. And this is May 27th, 2016. And I've got a very, very special guest for you tonight. And we're going to talk about Hawaii with Native activist Pua Case and Kalani. Do I have that right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And they're going to share and give us an update on what's going on the Mauna and around the islands in Hawaii and talk about its connection to the Hokulea. Thank you. Worldwide voyage. Let me just bring you on, and I do want to say, both of you, I honor you so much for what you have done and really protecting the Mauna and, you know, and the way you have done it through peace and nonviolence and really demanding that. And I don't know if people realize it or not, but you and everybody that goes up to that mountain and stands for the mountain, you're actually acting as human shields.
Right, yes.
So can you explain actually to everybody what's actually happening up on the Mauna?
Aloha. I'll say aloha first to everyone out there listening. My name is Pua Case, and I'm from the island of Hawaii, from Pu'ukapu, Waimea, and my mountain is Mauna Kea. And I'm going to ask my husband, Kalani Flores, if he could perhaps do a traditional prayer so that we are reminded as we speak to all of you, all of our relations who are listening, all who are standing, all who are deciding to stand, and all those who are just beginning that journey to even think about it, that we speak in a way to open our own hearts and to speak the truth and speak in alignment with our mountain, what our mountain stands for, and indeed what Hawaii stands for, and why we are standing as protectors for the mountain, but for all of our Hawaii, and extending that, of course, all through our connections that we have made to everyone out there for the Mother Earth. So perhaps Kalani can start us with a prayer to just ground us and ask for the guidance as we are speaking.
Aloha no tāko a paurua, tarahi ki tarā kau, a kau I te hema, I na piko rūna vaina o lalo, I ke a kua I na au mātua, a hui tarāni me te hono ni. E wā ke papana moku I a paulo ma vaina pū, e hui puia e piri me ke aloha me ka mana o ke okua, no ka aina, no ka vai ola, no ke kai. Na mea ola a pauloa hui puia, lo kahi pū tāpō I ke aloha o ke okua. Na mai ka mauna o a ke, arano I a pauloa, arano tāpō, mahara nui na te ana, mahara nui na te ana, mahara nui na te ana. The simple greetings and prayer to this acknowledge all things that begin from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, from the north to the south, from the realms above, between, below, to the Creator, by whatever name people acknowledge or call the Creator, and to the ancestors, to the Divine Ones, to all things in the heavens, in the earth here, and to Sky Father, Earth Mother. We join together in aloha for our land, our life-giving waters, and our oceans on this earth here. And we acknowledge all those living things on this earth, and we join together in unity with the greatest gift that we have here is the gift of aloha, that divine love and respect and honor for each and everyone. And we send our greetings to everyone out there from our Mauna Wakea, our mountain, also known as Mauna Kea, from Hawaii Island. with the greetings of aloha to all the relations and families and all those of this earth. We say aloha to all. Aloha. Mahalo nui te reo.
That was beautiful. Thank you. Let me ask you a question. Now, both of you have really been standing, you know, up for Mauna Kea for a long, long time. And what's so special about this mountain?
I'll just start off and then Pua can add further. So our mountains that we're referring to is called Mauna Kea, also known from the remotest of times, Mauna Awakea, which literally means the mountain of Wakea or the mountain of Sky Father. And so unlike any other mountain in the world, this mountain is the highest mountain in the world. And it breaches into the realm of Sky Father, into the realm of the heavens, the atmosphere. It's 40% into the atmosphere. So when you measure the mountain from the top of the summit to the seafloor, it's over 30,000 feet, which makes it the tallest mountain in the world. And so our ancestors knew that this mountain was special, and that's why they gave it the name, the Mountain of Sky Father, because it's in the realm of Sky Father. And later on, the name got shortened to Mauna Akea, and later on shortened further to Mauna Kea. But whatever name you call the mountain, it's still the same sacred holy mountain that our ancestors understood its significance, and us today still understand that same significance. And so from a cultural perspective, but not just a cultural perspective, but just from a perspective of natives of this land, the mountaintop, like many other mountains similar to this, they serve as openings and portals where life force energies come into this planet from above. And so if you can think it's like a portal, the top of the mountain is the summit of the mountain, it's a portal where energies come in through this planet. And there's many other significant mountains around the world. And what makes this mountain even more significant in a way, not that it's more significant than any other mountain, but what makes it significant where it's at, it's right in the middle of the Pacific. So this mountain holds the energy and life forces from the Creator and everything above that come into this, comes into the summit, and these energies then spread out throughout the land and the oceans from the middle of the Pacific. Then there's also energy, life forces that come out through the mountain and go from Earth to the sky above. So if you can think of, there's a vortex of energies. So our elders, our ancestors understood that the top of this mountain was significant. And so at times they would do pilgrimages up to the mountain, and they would do prayers on the mountain, and they would send their prayers. They'll build these small shrines, what we call ahu. But they never built anything on top of the very top of the summit that was less clear, because I understood there was a significance of keeping that part of the top of the summit of the mountain clear. So a shrine, or the little lower elevation. So the summit of the mountain from sea level is about 13,000 feet, but at the 12,000 feet level, you find hundreds of these shrines that our ancestors built when they did their pilgrimages to the mountain. And they built these ahus or shrines. We call them ahu in Hawaiian. But these shrines, they're just some are very simple as a stone that's been set upright, a small mound that has been built with stones, stacked stones. And they would send their prayers to the ancestors, to the Creator, and all those others who are in the other star nations and star places above us. And so from the remotest of times to today, this mountain has always been sacred and has always been holy, like many other mountains throughout the world, like whether it's Mount Shasta in California for the Winnetou and the other tribes and peoples of that land, or whether it's Mount Fuji in Japan, or Mount Sinai in Egypt and other places around the world. Most native peoples, if they have mountains in their areas, understood the significance of these mountains. And so if we fast forward today, what's happening on top of our mountain is there's been an overdevelopment of telescopes on the summit of our mountain. And today, the development is one of the largest astronomy developments in the world is on our sacred mountain. And so there's 13 telescopes presently on the mountain. And what's being proposed is one more telescope, but it's not just one more. There's one massive more telescope called the 30-meter telescope, also referred to as the TMT, and also the acronym for the people of Hawaii. The TMT doesn't mean 30-meter telescope. To us, it means too many telescopes. And the TMT is proposing one more massive building over 18 stories tall. And we don't even have a building on our island that's that tall. And so we're saying that there's enough development on the mountain already. And you guys are causing further destruction and desecration of our natural and cultural resources. And at this point, we're saying enough is enough. And that you cannot continue to do this anymore. And so all these telescopes are built by all these foreign entities and foreign countries and foreign corporations. And so the 30-meter telescope includes the partners from China, India, Japan, Canada, and the University of California, and also the University of Caltech, also from California. They're the primary partners in this new project they're proposing. And so with that, I'll pass it on to Pua, but what we're saying is there's just enough is enough, and it's just too many telescopes and too much development on a holy and sacred place. And
but it's also, if I can add to it that, you know, there's more to it, that a lot of it, you know, was done not correctly. And, you know, is this true? And correct me if I'm wrong, that if they did build this, they would use, 10,000 gallons of water a day?
There's so much to this project. They would excavate down to, 30 to 40 feet down into within 6 to 7 acres. They would excavate this parcel. But people say, well, it's only 6-7 acres. But no, because 6-7 acres are the most pristine and environmentally and culturally sensitive place in all of Hawaii. So if there is any most sacred place, sacred mountain in Hawaii, Mauna Kea is that place. And there's been numerous problems with questions about how the other telescopes got built. And so politically, everything in these islands, as well as other worlds, has this politics and money. And so the land that is being proposed to be built on is designated as a conservation district. And in a conservation district, there's certain rules and laws you have to follow to rebuild. And you have to meet certain criteria. But all the projects up there, including this new one being proposed, they can't ever meet a criteria to be built such a project in these areas. And so the question is, how do you get a permit to build it? Well, it's all because it's all politically rubber stamped, the permits that we call rubber stamped, where the politically appointed boards are just rubber stamping, approving these permits, even though by law they should never have been built. And so recently, our Hawaii State Supreme Court and determined that the permit that was initially issued for the TMT project was done improperly. And so our family, along with five other petitioners, went to court to challenge the legality of the permit. And fortunately, we prevailed in the state Supreme Court, and they basically said that the permit was improperly issued and shouldn't have been issued as such. And so we're going through the whole, and so not us in a sense, but those who put the permit through are going through the whole process again. And we, along with other petitioners, went through this challenging it. And I must say that, I just have to state their names, but other petitioners is Maunakea Anangaho with Kelly of the Scotta, Clarence Kuting, Deborah Ward, Paul Nevis, and the organization called Kahea, the Hawaiian Environmental Alliance, along with us, the florist Case Ohana. And so there's a lot more to how things get happening in these islands. So whether it's from the mountain to the sea, mainly such devastating development projects, whether it's massive resorts down on the shoreline or coastline of these islands, or whether it's a massive telescope on the mountain, many of these should have never been built if they actually followed the rules and the laws of the state. So that's kind of where we're at the moment.
If I could add that if people want to donate, then you have a GoFundMe.com, and it's Mauna Kea Ohana, and that's MaunaKeaOhana, and that's at GoFundMe.com.
And that's a
I would say, Kathy, in addition to that,
that's actually helping taking care of the legal and other expenses. So, Paul, you can give them the Kahea address as well.
Let your viewers know that Kahea, Kahea.org, is a website that they can go to, the Mauna Kea Defense Fund. They can indicate if they want to donate, and that is for legal fees and expenses for the past case, the current case, and whatever will follow.
Thank you. All you had on the flyer was all these little numbers and hyphens, and I couldn't read it out, so you saved me.
Yes. No, thank you.
I have to say, though, that this flyer, that I don't know who put this together, but it's really well done. It's very clear and concise. You know, it tells you exactly what's going on and, you know, why you're doing what you're doing and what the people should know and actually how people could help. And like I said, it's beautifully done. It's short and to the point. And people, how can they get that flyer? Do you know which flyer I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. Kalani, do you have an answer for that?
Most of the information that's updated and going on is, it's at the site in www.kahea.org. KAHEA.org, and they're both a cultural and environmental organization, nonprofit organization, and they've also been in a case, and they've not only been in this case for Protect Mauna Kea, but other issues around these islands. But if you go to their site, they don't have a flyer, this flyer as well as other information, what's going on up on the mountain, as well as here in Hawaii.
You have to pat yourselves on the back because, and this is my point of view, you have kept them off the mountain, and it's costing those big corporations a lot of money.
So,
you know,
there's different approaches when you look at this whole issue. What has kept them off further desecrating the mountain has been on several different levels. One has been with the prayers and ceremonies that people have been doing, whether people have been on the mountain or people have been praying from elsewhere. We strongly believe that the prayers and ceremonies have protected the mountain. The other component that has protected the mountain has been, unfortunately, we have had to go to court and do make these legal challenges. And fortunately, we prevailed in the most recent decision from our state Supreme Court, saying that the permit is invalid. And so we're victorious on that part. But it's still ongoing, as you all know, because the permitting process has just been restarted over. So the challenge is coming up before us. And the other thing was actually people just standing on a mountain. So when all, even though the legal appeals were still ongoing in court, the DMP Corporation, along with the state, and along with our present governor, and even our former governor, were pushing for this project. They were going to allow construction crews to go up and start construction, even though the legal appeals were still ongoing. And so that's when people stepped forward and actually put themselves to actually stop the construction crews. And they were successful in halting construction on the mountain. And who can tell you what day it is, but it's been over a year that no construction has occurred on the mountain. See, they were able to sneak some of the equipment up. There are bulldozers and excavators up to the mountain one night. But what the people did, the Mountain Care Protectors did, was they were able to stop the construction crews from going up to do any work. And
Kalani, I don't know if you're moving around or not, but you've got to be still because you're breaking up.
Okay. So maybe I'll pass it on to Pua.
There we go. Don't move. Well, do you remember when all these rocks appeared on the road one night? And, of course, you know, what the story that I heard that one night when everybody got up there, all these rocks were on the road, and the TMT was blaming the Hawaiians, and the Hawaiians, you know, nobody was claiming, you know, they said they didn't do it. Well, I happen to know some friends very close to me, and they were working with the Minnehunis and giving them permission to go up there and do whatever divine mischief that needed to be done to stop the TMT project. So when we heard, you know, about the rocks in the road, we just started cracking up.
Well, there, aloha everyone, and Kalani and I aren't in the same location right now, so that's why we're maybe kind of interrupting each other, or sorry about that. But there have been a few instances of either rocks on the road or stories of that, but I believe that the biggest instance of that occurring was last year, June 24th, which is coming up on this 1 year. And that was when Kalani and I and our younger daughter actually was a part of a larger, maybe 700 of us on the mountain. And you can, of course, Google that and see the footage of that or read about it. But in that case, we were all positioned on the mountain road, and we were positioned in areas where we linked arm and arm, and we were going to protect our mountain that particular day. And there was county police, and then, of course, there was DLNR officers as well. And in that instance, in that case, because there was so many of them, and we needed to make a stand for the mountain, rocks were placed on the road that day by those who you would call protectors. Rocks that had been there before a road was ever built, put back in their place, in positions to keep out just TMT construction workers and those who are trying to get to the summit to begin construction. I will say that placing the pohaku, which are our relatives, on the road that day did stop the construction attempts on that day. And by the end of that afternoon, all of the rocks had been placed back on the side of the road from where they came, and nothing was obstructed by boulders on the road. And we did that. We put them away, we meaning the large group of people that were there, 700.
And you've done this with such honor, you know, and I've seen a lot of the videos, and many, many times you are there lecturing people to be calm, to be peaceful, and if you can't be peaceful, you need to leave. And I really honor you for that.
I want to say something about that because it really is, first of all, we have no, what you would call a leader, a chief, on the mountain. The mountain is our leader and our guide. And we have spokespeople, of course, that come forward that can speak to the case and the movement, but they are not, as you would know in common terms, they are not the leaders of this movement, because we know when you have one leader, what happens to them very quickly when you have a conflict or a struggle or a protection that you are in. But the mountain being our first temple, the first natural temple before any wooden or man-made structures were ever created, for us, there is a behavior, there is a code of conduct, there is a manner in which one will conduct themselves at a temple, if you want to make a comparison, or your halipule, or your church, or wherever that sacred place is where you worship, where you learn, where you commit to that sacredness. So the mountain actually, in her own way, tells us what is proper on the mauna. But what we have, and this is what is so significant, listeners out there who are standing in your own way for your own places and your ways, your language, your traditions, what's happening here is we're on different islands. So yes, you have a core group, a large group that comes from this island, Mokuokeabe. They are the first line, and they, at a notice, in a moment's notice, can be up on the mountain. But we have largely just assembled, you would say, to a large extent, in this past 2015 forward. So what we have is people just coming to the mountain to stand from everywhere, be it the outer islands, be it the continent, be it from around the world. And so when you see footage of us, it's not like we're all familiar with one another, or even we are all of the same people. We are coming together at a moment's notice, many of us as strangers, to form some kind of a collective, and in 5 minutes' time, to stand for a mountain. So when that occurs, we are not all at the same place. We are learning. We are coming with who we have. We are coming with justified anger. We are coming with patterns. We are coming with all that we have. But we are coming with love for this mountain. And so when you do see footage of anyone saying, especially the words kapu aloha, stand in pono, stand in alignment with the mountain. When you hear that, it is because of those reasons. Because not everyone has been in this from the beginning, from before us, from the time that we entered into it. Some are coming now, in yesterday, a year ago. So we are all learning to stand. We are all becoming braver than we ever thought we could and would. And myself included, I crawl to courage. I crawl there to be able to face whatever would come our way and say, we stand. Because there comes a time, Kathy, when a people have the right, the ability, the privilege, the obligation, the kuleana we call it, to say no. There is a time when even we, whether we've been colonized, whether we've been Christianized, whatever the reason, even we, and especially we, must stand and say enough is enough. And no is no. So yes, there is a permeating manner of aloha, deep-seated, how we stand, how we treat one another to the best of our ability. Kapu aloha, the guideline of standing in integrity and dignity on a temple. But yet, there is also just our human nature to lock arms, to chant our chants, to sing our songs, to stand as brave as we can and just say no. And that is the beauty of this movement. I believe that's why we have had so many leaders come from around the world, come from the continent, whether they come from the Winnemem Wintu at Mount Shasta, whether they come from Apache Oak Flat, whether they come from Canada, First Nation. There are people coming our way to stand on our mountain with us so that when they go home, it is as if we are with them and they are with us. And the alliances that are being made and the connections and the networking, which really comes first of all from Sacred Facebook, I have to say, comes from social media, meeting one another, getting to know one another, standing on each other's land, linking arm in arm. I've traveled this continent. I'm traveling Europe, spreading messages, and so have others. So have others. We are by far just two of a beautiful entity we now know as the Mauna Kea Ohana, and we are many, and we are all doing our part. But in these travels, in these connections, can we not feel the shift occurring? I know I feel it here, and I know I feel it wherever I go, because there are brave people standing everywhere. And I believe that this is the time. This is the right time with all the issues we face. This is the time when we must stand. And really, this is the time when we are all in this.
I agree with you. And this would probably be a very good time to have Havani come on.
She is. So as I'm getting her, I'll speak a little bit about her. Havani's our oldest daughter. And she has really dedicated herself to standing for not just the mountain. Really, the mountain is one of many things. The mountain is pinnacle right now because it is our sacred temple, yes. But we are standing here. There are, we laugh and say, enough issues to fill a whole day in Hawaii, you know, that we are standing for. And she has chosen to use her music as the means by which she spreads the message and the vibration and the call to rise, warriors rising everywhere. It's through her music that she does that. And so we all have our means, don't we, listeners, Kathy, all of us. We all have the means to do it, and Havani's means is most predominantly through the music she writes and the music she shares. And here she is right now, so we're just going to have her introduce herself and sing one of the compositions that she's written for all of you. And I'll just say with gratitude, thank you very much. So here she is.
Aloha mai kakou.
Aloha.
Aloha. Ovau o Havane, o Mauna Awakia ku Mauna. Oko hako hau ku uka Hawaii, au pu uka puwai mea noha iku aina kulairi. Aloha no kako. My name is Havane. My mountain is Mauna Kea. My river is Kohako Hau. And the land that raised me is pu uka puwai mea. And I'm just very humbled to be a part of this, to share some time and space with all of you. My music is primarily about spreading awareness. It's a catalyst for change. And I'm just really inspired by the movement to protect the rights of the earth. And so I wrote this song that I'm going to share with you. It's called Together We Rise. And this song is all about the movement for Mauna Kea, and why I think that we really stayed unified, and we still are unified in it, but more in the way of the heart. And it's because we really were grounded in the kapu aloha, which is a firm commitment to pono, to what is right, to what is just, according to our teachings and our upbringing, our culture, traditions. And so I wrote this to settle the hearts of our people and the people watching the movement, because sometimes it's not easy to watch people get arrested from over the computer. You know, we have like thousands of people around the world just totally supporting us. And sometimes it gets hard to continue to watch all of this happen. And so this is kind of like we're into just saying that together we are rising and it's okay. We all have to do what we have to do to protect our rights and protect the rights of our home. And so I was arrested in prayer in last September, and I needed to write this song to help settle my heart too. I watched many people that I know get arrested for doing the right thing. Mauna Kea is a watershed, and I got arrested in a group of women, and we were praying, and we were torn apart. The DLNR came and they forced us apart, and it was one of the most heart-wrenching experiences of my life, but it made us stronger anyway, because our prayers still continued, and they still continue now, and so I want to share this song with all of you in gratitude and just so much thanks for every single person that is really present for our movement. And this goes out to the movement for the mountains, the movement to protect water, you know, the movement against the pipelines and fracking. We all got to do this together, and I really believe that we're making huge changes in this time. And so here's this song. And in this song, it's a Ko'okahi Ka'u Mauma, Ko'okahi Pu'uwai, which means of one chest and of one heart. And it says the word Pukia'i Mauna, and that means to stand strong, to stand tall like a mountain.
I echo in my soul. Aloha is a firm commitment to you and love. Oh, you take me in Ho'okahi Ka'u Mauma. Together we rise. Together we rise. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yes, that's a beautiful number that she wrote really on the way up to the mountain one day on one of those 5 o'clock in the morning when you're going up for the checkpoint and see that the Mauna is safe. But I did want to bring up something else, Kathy. I know you wanted to ask me about the Malama Honua Hokulea Worldwide Voyage that's coming up, and it's really tied very closely into the mountain as well on a spiritual level. So to everyone, especially in the New York area, we, a small contingent of us, are heading over to New York on June 3rd for the June 5th ceremony to be held to greet the canoe by the indigenous communities and really the whole of New York. And really, I'm going there with a group because on board the canoe is a large rock from the top of Mauna Kea. And that rock was placed on the canoe before it left here from Hilo. And it was placed there to be the beacon for the canoe as it departed Hawaii. It would lead Hawaii around the world. It's the last thing that the canoe sees. And it would be the first thing, the mountain, that it would see when it returns back to Hawaii. So we're going there because we placed the rock on the canoe to sing and greet the rock, because the rock is living and the rock is the manifestation of the mountain. And we are going to say, we remember you, and the mountain is in peace. The mountain is safe, and we are here to represent all the Kia'an, all the guardians, all the Mauna Kea Ohana, who have stood for you and who will still stand for you, no matter what. And that's my purpose, to really go to New York. I'm also going to be in ceremony on the Jinnicock Reservation in June as well, before I come home to make alliances with the peoples of these nations there, make alliances for the water, for the ocean, for the mountain, for all of our lands, our ways, and our people. So like I said before, this is truly the time when people are gravitating together for the greater good. And if that cannot bring us together, then what will in the end?
So if everybody wants more information, you can go to www.kaheatehea.org for more info. And you can also make a donation, which they would love to help, you know, assist with the legal costs. And you can also go to GoFundMe.com at Mauna Kea Ohana. That's MaunaKeaOhana. I have to tell Havani that when she was singing and she was doing the Hawaiian, she was channeling some very old soul. I mean, her voice changed and it was amazing. And, yeah. You know, I'm not sure who she's channeling, who's coming through her, but wow.
Well, in that particular song, that's Havani's gift. She's able to sing at a very high range, and then she's able to drop down into a low chant form, because we are trained chanters. That's what we do. And so she has the ability to bridge that. But that particular chanting she was done was a chant that we wrote in our living room. Four of us wrote it at a time before 2014, when we said, what will we do? How will we become stronger to stand on the mountain, especially if there wasn't going to be a lot of people that would stand on the mountain? This was previous to that. And we wrote a chant to harness the strength from the portals, from the heavens, from our ancestors. And we said, please come and use us as a vessel. Do what you would have done in the ancient times and have us be the physical while you are the spiritual. And lead us and show us what to do. And that's what that chant is about. And the call that goes out, Kukia Imauna, means exactly to stand as strong as a mountain, wherever you stand. So to all those who are standing, you know, we here in Hawaii, we understand what we're going through here. We're standing for a mountain. We are getting arrested. We are linking arm in arm. We are becoming braver. We are in the courts. We are a sign waving on the side of the road. We are on Facebook. But there are many, many people whose struggle is far beyond what we are going through. They are putting their lives on the line daily. They have histories, and they are angry, and justified anger because what has been done to them time and time for years and years and generations, this is their time when they are still standing. And that's why we support and we stand with those people. Those who will put their lives on the line and those who will lose everything if they lose those lands or those ways. We're standing with them because they are risking far more at this point than perhaps we are here. So we really put things all in perspective and we really take a look at who we need to stand with. And those are all those people who have been standing for so long and who are still standing, with pipelines going through, mining going through, way beyond that, you know, damming their rivers or decimating their entire forest region and their medicines and their ways. We got to stand with them. And that's what I'm asking everybody. We got to look around.
Oh, I agree with you. And you say that so beautifully. I think we have 1 minute left. And thank you, Kalani, for coming on and sharing.
Hi, mahalo.
And thank you. Thank you for having us on your show, and blessings, and having Havani as well. Blessings to you, to all people everywhere around the world, in all places, from the heavens to the earth, the mountains to the sea. We are indeed blessed, and we are uniting, and we are warriors rising, and we just want to say to everyone, from our heart to your heart, blessings, stand strong, kukia imauna, eo.
Hi, I was knocked offline.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, this is Kalani?
Yes, I think calls are disconnected. But mahalo for having us on. We thank you guys so much.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all this with everybody. I appreciate it deeply, and I hope you can come back on again in another couple months and just give us an update.
What general area does your radio station cover?
Worldwide.
Worldwide, wow. And where are you guys based in at the moment?
Yeah. Well, I'm in Honoka'a.
Okay.
And the station is in Louisiana, and it goes all over. And after the show, they'll let me know how many people tuned in. And it immediately goes up on the archive, so about 15, 20, you know, in about a half hour, you can go on SoundCloud and iPod, New Orleans, and you can actually, you know, pull it out of the archive, and you can download the show and immediately use it if you want to.
Well, great.
Because
well,
you guys were great.
Thank you so much for having us, inviting us on.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you how many people, because he just told me. Are you ready? Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Like winning the lottery. Okay. 343,286.
Wow.
Isn't that
amazing.
Cool? I know.
Totally. Wow.
You know, what a nice way to reach all those people, and all you have to do is pick up your phone and talk for an hour.
I know. Totally amazing.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier. And you don't see a single person, you know? That's really cool.
Well, thank you so much. But wait, Kathy, what's your last name that I asked?
It's Bilski.
Okay. Bilski or Wilski?
Uh-huh. Bilski. B as in boy. I-L-S-K-Y.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having us. We truly appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure entirely. Like I said, I hope you'll come on in another couple months and give us an update. So have a good night and aloha.
Okay. Same here. We hope. Mahalo.
Okay, that hurt my ears.
I don't know what the hell that was. That was some weird noise came in from somewhere.
Oh, my! I was totally knocked offline.
Yeah, I seen it. I was actually dialing your house, and then boom, you were back. So I said, okay, well, we're not going to worry
about it.
And
all I could think of is, boy, you guys really suck. At least you let us talk through the whole program. And I'm telling you, you put that together with my electricity going, it's like, geez, oh, Pete.
Yeah, say, what the hell's up, man? But that was weird. Well, when I'm talking to you, let me turn this archive off because I got the backup on.